well, Mr. Sabatinia, first of all. Allow me to thank all those present. It's great to see so many people present during a rather busy day at the level of the Human Rights Council, and especially at 2 o'clock, where by definition it is extremely difficult to gather a large number of people. Glad to see so many faces, glad to see so many familiar faces, and I think it shows the importance of discussing this issue at the level of the Council. I would like to thank you as well, and through you, Ilke, for setting up this panel debate. We feel it is important that we can have a rather open discussion on an issue that is extremely important from the angle of human rights. And although it can be a sensitive issue, culturally speaking, and we can get into that, we think it is important to establish a forum of dialogue to discuss this and to push this issue through at the more formal gatherings as well of the Council. Communication and understanding and awareness raising are key words here. So we thank you for your initiative, and we were very glad and very honored to be able to support it. Very honored as well, since you thought of us, to be a member of this panel and to talk to you. I can assure you that, as far as Belgium is concerned, we made the issue of sexual orientation one of the priorities of our membership on the Human Rights Council. And we do our utmost to put forward initiatives and support initiatives that can create this better understanding and better support for the human rights dimension of this issue. After all, let it be clear, sexual orientation is all about how people feel about themselves and how they want to express that freely in society as a matter of private choice and how you can express yourself. For us, this is clearly a human rights issue, even if you look at the basic elements of human rights, and there I can just go back to the Universal Declaration of 48. There are a couple of elements in that declaration, I guess, that are key to our discussion today. There's the right to equality and equal treatment that is in Article 1. There's the right not to be discriminated on any ground that is in Article 2. There's the right to life and liberty in Article 3. And there's the right not to be a victim of arbitrary interference in his or her private life, as expressed in Article 12. So for us it is clear that every human being should be entitled to choose freely and to express freely his sexual orientation, as long as this is between consenting adults, as is the typical phrase in this connection. If you look at the legal framework that we have been working on a national basis in the last decade, the last 15 years, there is the fact, of course, that in 2003, we became the second country in the world to legalize same-sex marriage, and thereby joining our Benelux colleague, the Netherlands, in those days. 3 years later, in 2006, we were amongst the first 10 countries in the world to authorize full joint adoption by same-sex parents. This doesn't mean that we necessarily, in our action here in the UN system, the UN human rights system, New York and Geneva, push for those examples. We think it is more important to push the issues of tolerance and acceptance, and mainly non-discrimination. We think it should be extremely important to find an agreement on that. And for that reason, of course, try to decriminalize all acts that could be based on